morning, Lee.
And we've got a question. It's one that comes up occasionally.
It is. So this one is from Paul in Burnie. Now, Paul asked, if converting a home to go off-grid, should I be running DC cabling through my house and converting everything to run off DC?
Well, for starters, why are you converting a home to off-grid?
That's a very good question. It doesn't make any financial sense to do this. The grid is cheap, and while it doesn't seem like it at times, it's actually getting cheaper thanks to the continued uptake and rollout of renewable energy. Apparently, Paul thought the credit on his bill was the only amount his solar system was saving him. He was just a bit misinformed. He didn't realise that it was only the power he didn't use that he sold back to the grid. With the lower feed-in tariffs, he thought he was being taken for a fool and wanted to convert his home to off-grid. And we talked to him about Tariff 93, which is a tariff that allows him to use more of his solar power, and was popping up in a few days to install a timer on his hot water cylinder so he can turn it into the world's cheapest battery, and he'll save more by consuming more and exporting less of his solar energy. So he's sorted. While we do a lot of off-grid, I must stress it's the cost of getting power to the site that's the financial driver to go off-grid with solar. If off-grid solar was cheap, we'd all be living off-grid. Hopefully one day it will be. I, for one, would love to cut the umbilical cord, and I would definitely go off-grid in town. But at the moment, it would be for purely ideological reasons, and it'd be financially foolish.
Adrian, back to Paul's question about changing his house over to DC.
Okay, so this is actually a thing we did a lot of in the early days of off-grid. But with the advent of modern and efficient inverters, we don't do this anymore. DC stands for direct current. Your car operates using direct current. Also, solar panels and batteries operate using direct current. And the train of thought is by using appliances and lights that also use DC, it will be more efficient. While technically it is more efficient, it does have some serious drawbacks. Most DC appliances will be 12 volt, as typically drawn from the recreational market and installed in homes. They will be a little bit dinky, like dinky little appliances with no real grunt, as when you have low voltage, you also have high current. Let's use a hairdryer, for example. They use around about 2,000 watts, some more, some less. But if you're using, say, it's 240 volt AC as the power source, they only draw about 8 amps. So you can just plug that into a PowerPoint. That's fine. A little skinny 2.5 mil cable. If we were using a 12 volt DC source to power that hairdryer, it would draw a whopping 166 amps, and you'd need a cable as thick as your thumb to run it off. DC cables can either be fused or protected with circuit breakers, but they're a bit crude in comparison to circuit breakers and RCDs we use on AC cables. But also due to the higher current involved, if something does go wrong, it can go really wrong due to arcing that can happen with DC.
Lastly, let's take a look at the choice of appliances, Adrian. It's very limited.
That's right, mate. So when more people were doing this, and we're talking, late 90s, early 2000s, there was more choice because more people wanted it. Now it's hard to find any quality DC appliances, and those that are available are basically meant for the caravan or boat market. So all we do these days when we wire up a home for off-grid, wire it up like normal, we use AC appliances and lights and connect up to a high-quality multi-mode inverter to run them all on.
So should you be running DC through the house or for off-grid solar?
The answer there, Lee, is no.
Okay.
It's unnecessary and costly.
All right, let's talk about Qcells.
Okay, so Qcells, they're our solar panel manufacturer of choice these days. If anyone follows our ads and stories, you might have noticed when we talk about Qcells, we talk about Qpeak, Qboost, and Qmax, a lot of Qs in there. These are the three models available. They're all designed in Germany. They're all using the exact same materials and the Duo technology, which allows for more light absorption behind the cells for added power. And they all go absolutely gangbusters on our test arrays. So what's the difference? That's going to be the question today.
So let's talk about Qpeak, and I believe that's a premium offering.
That's it, mate. That's it's made in South Korea. I've been through the factory there not long before we all got stranded by the plague. It's very impressive. We are now into the 410 and 415 watt panels in the Qpeak range. Qpeak has a 25-year product warranty, a 25-year power output warranty. It's based at the top of the crop of the Qcells range and are our favourite panels.
So that's Qpeak. The next one is Qboost.
That's it. So that one is made in the Qcells Malaysian factory, virtually identical to the Qpeak. It has a 20-year product warranty and a 25-year power output warranty. Slightly less warranty, but it comes in at a better price point.
Yeah, and still come with a pretty good warranty, just like the Qpeak, the Qboost. And lastly, Qmax.
Okay, so this is the Qcells entry-level solar product in Australia. It's made in the Qcells factory in China. They are generally a little bit smaller in wattage. So at the moment, they are 385 watt, 390 watt. They have a 15-year product warranty, a 25-year output warranty. They, like all the Qcell range, are super slick products as far as quality and performance. But here's the funny thing, Lee. The Qmax panels are sold with a 25-year product warranty in Europe. But in Australia, they shorten the warranties to allow for a lower price point, which makes this a high-end panel that is sold in Europe significantly cheaper here. When setting prices, manufacturers have to consider possible costs in the future, such as addressing warranties, and they wanted a cheaper panel to offer the Australian market, which we all know is notoriously price-driven. This was their solution to lower the warranty period so they could offer a product at a super competitive price point.
I believe you've got a deal running at the moment, which we can see on your Facebook page.
That's it, mate. That's a crack of a deal, too. And on a side note, if you haven't liked our Facebook page, you're missing out on some great content. We have a fair few news stories on there, and you can follow our sort of story as we sort of do different projects. But back to this deal we've got going at the moment. It is for a 17-panel, 385-watt Qcell Max system, which is a whisker under 6.6 kilowatt of solar on a 5-kilowatt Goodwin inverter. And we've got this for $6,950 or only $31 per week, weekly repayment. It's an absolute bill-busting deal that's affordable. It gets you into quality gear for a quite great price.
And you still do a free site inspection and quote too.
That's right. We do all that. We come into your house. We check the roof. We check the switchboard. We sit down with you. We ask you what you want to get out of your solar system, and we still custom design it so it meets your needs.
Fantastic. All right. Your phone number there, Adrian, at DMS Energy, and where do we find the showroom?
So if you want to give us a bell, call 1300 502 599, or you can pop in to see us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. Or alternatively, have a look at our website. That's all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, and you can find a quote request form on that. So you put your details in there and send that through, and we'll be happy to help you out.
Yes, and pose that question just like Paul from Burnie has done for this week. Good on you, Adrian. We'll have another Power Savers next Monday morning, a little after 8:30. Enjoy your day and enjoy your week.
Sounds like a plan.